by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In Your Backyard. My name is Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and environmental consultant. I love to help people with their yards. You know, April is the month where we really think about the environment, our world, the climate. And this month, we're celebrating Earth Day. And I'm going to be doing that on April 26th at the Lowe's in Sanford. The city of Sanford is going to have a rain barrel demonstration. And for the residents of Sanford with the Sanford Utilities, you can come and get a showerhead exchange, and they're going to have a tree giveaway. I will be there. I will be able to help you with your landscape design by helping you select plants or drawing out a design for your yard that's going to be Florida friendly or low maintenance, whatever you would like. I can help you with that. You come out and see me on Saturday, April 27th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Saturday at the Lowe's on Orlando Drive, U.S. Highway 1792 in Sanford. And I would love for you to come out. And there's going to be a lot of vendors, a lot of giveaways, and I will be able to help you, help design your landscape. And I'll even walk around and help select plants just for your yard. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Also, too, this month, we are celebrating not only Earth Day, but the International Flower and Garden Festival is going on right now at Epcot. And I have to tell you, it is a wonderful, wonderful festival to go to. Lots of different designs. I'll be talking about that at the end of the program there. But I also want to let you know that at the bottom of the half hour, I'm going to be interviewing my two favorite garden authors, Sally Cunningham and Jim Charlier, and they are the authors of the new Buffalo Style Gardens. And as you know, I am taking a group to Buffalo this summer. If you'd like more information about that, I'll give it to you at the bottom of the half hour. I'm going to be discussing it at the with Sally and Jim. But their book, Buffalo Style Gardens, is amazing. It is a wonderful book that gives you tips and design styles for creating a garden of your own unique personality. And so I'm looking forward to talking to them and getting some information on how to design a Buffalo style garden here in Florida. And that is, in fact, anywhere, if you're listening across the country and around the world, you can, pick up some great tips. This is a wonderful book, and it's out now, booksellers and also at the publishers. But we'll be talking to Sally Jean Cunningham and Jim Charlier at the bottom of the half hour. If you'd like more information or to hear podcasts of shows that you missed, you can hear them every day, 24 hours a day, on my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, or you can just Google Teresa Watkins In Your Backyard podcasts, and it will come up for you. And so the website, they're there, and you can listen to them. I post them each week after the half, at the end of the show. You can hear it. What should you be doing right now in your backyard? Well, this is the month, April, where you need to get your turf fertilized, okay? You want to do it before the end of the month if you have not done it already. And there are great products out there. Sunnyland has new products. Sunnyland's all-natural fertilizers are out. You can find them at Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, at Simon Seeds Nursery. But this is the time to get the lawns fertilized before it gets too hot. We've had a really nice weekend, and even today and tomorrow, the temperatures are going to be cool. It's going to be a good time to put fertilizer down. And then on Friday, we're going to have a 70% chance of rain in Central Florida. I'm kind of bummed out about that because I'm going to Epcot that day, and I'm going to go to the International Flower Festival. So I'm hoping to get a lot of photography in done early. But this is the week that you want to fertilize. That's going to be important. Also, too, if you've got herbicides, you can use Sunnylands Professionals Weed and Feed, and you can use that instead of your regular feedings. I have to tell you, I was talking to someone, and they were talking about how they were going to fertilize and then weed and feed, and I had to stop and say, you know that they're both fertilizers, okay? So you don't want to use a fertilizer and a weed and feed. Okay, so understanding the concept that weed and feed means you're getting rid of the weeds, but then you're also going to be, putting down nutrients for the plants to grow and the grass to grow. So you definitely do not want to use a separate fertilizer from your weed and feed. Now, if you only have a little area of weeds in your lawn, then you could go ahead and just spot treat those. That's what's recommended. But if your whole lawn is full of weeds, then definitely a weed and feed herbicide is in order. But you want to make sure that you're prepared, because when that herbicide starts to work, those weeds are going to die. And that means you're going to have bare patches in your lawn, in your landscape. And so you want to make sure that you're ready with either plugs or pieces of sod and fill those areas in. Because if you do not, then you're going to start the summertime with open areas of sand that's going to not have turf on it. And that means the air, the winds can blow in weed seeds. Animals can bring in weed seeds. Your car can bring in weed seeds. And those are going to start to germinate all over again. So you want to make sure that once your weeds are dead, that you rake them out, take them out, and then replug or resod. Okay, if you have bahia lawns, then you want to make sure that you wait the set amount of time after the weed and feed, read the label. Okay, it'll tell you how long to wait, but then you want to make sure that you're putting in plugs and sod too as well, so that you're getting, competition for those weeds. You don't want to go in. So a nice thick lawn is your best bet against having a weedy lawn, all right? A nice thick lawn, that means you're not overwatering. Right now, we could be watering twice a week if no rain. After the wonderful rain that we got on this weekend, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday day, if you got more than a half inch of rain, there's no need to water till the end of the weekend. And by the end of the weekend, we're getting more rain. So, turn your systems off and turn them on only when you need to. Make sure you have complete distribution uniformity. That means every head is hitting the other head. You don't want them to meet in the middle. That means some areas are not going to get as much water. So if they hit head to head, you're going to have complete coverage, distribution uniformity, and that's wonderful. Now your zoysia grasses may still be a little bit brown right now. And as you mow, as it starts to grow and you start to mow, that brown will disappear and the green sod will come back. You can put down some Sunnyland Super Iron Plus, an iron product that will help to green up your turf and, get it going on the right track. So you want to do that. So it's not dead, okay? Just because your turf turns brown in the wintertime doesn't mean it's dead. All right. Now, our cucumbers in our yard, Tony's doing really great. They are growing spectacularly. Our tomatoes and peppers are doing wonderfully. Our leeks are just growing very strong. And I planted rain lily bulbs, and they're coming out, and they actually bloomed for me over the weekend beautifully, just on time, right after the rain. And then also, too, I have planted, I'm just trying them, hostas, and then also crocosmias. They are coming up, and then ixias. And ixias are a wonderful bulb that the Bartram's ixia is native to Florida, but that's not the variety I have. I just have some regular ixia bulbs. I'm going to be trying them out and seeing how they're doing. I'll let you know what happens with them. And so we're also starting to see new growth in our citrus. If you have a citrus greening free tree, you have no greening on it, you definitely want to make sure you keep up on the fertilizer. Keeping that citrus tree nice and healthy is going to make the plant healthier. It's not going to be as susceptible to the citrus greening. And you want to make sure that to prevent it from getting the psyllids, you can use sprays or soil treatment. Okay, that's very important. If you need to know more about that, you can contact your local extension office, your county, University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. Lake County Extension Office is a great resource, you know, for getting publications and learning what to do in your yard. You're listening to Teresa Watkins in Your Backyard. Stay tuned. We're going to be discovering buffalo style gardens at the bottom of the half hour and talking about what's going on in your backyard.
And a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of.
You're listening to Real Country on AM 790 WLBE Leesburg.
Sunnyland Professional and All-Natural Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and All-Natural Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here. You can hear podcasts of In Your Backyard on My 790 AM and also on my website, www.she-consulting.com. Now, this month is a good time to prune. Again, your spring blooming shrubs like your azaleas and camellias, if they need to be cut back a little bit, now's the time to do them after they have finished blooming. All right. You don't want to cut them after the month of June. So you've got a little bit of a leeway here. But your azaleas, cut them back. You can cut them back by a third. And then also any other areas that are dead, you want to trim back all the dead branches, the dieback. Cut those back till you get to a green portion of the stem or branch. And make sure that you are sterilizing your tools before you go to another shrub. That's very important. Also, two palm trees. Palm trees can be cut. Your fronds, if they are brown, you do not want to cut palm fronds off if they have a green on them. That's very important for them to go through photosynthesis. Very important to make sure they stay healthy. If you're cutting your palms fronds often, especially with the green fronds on them, then they are going to be more susceptible to disease. And that's not a good thing. Also, too, if you have trouble with the queen palms, with the fruiting and them having a lot of palm fronds being invasive, then you are queen palms being invasive, make sure that after it finishes flowering that you have a pole cutter and cut off the palm fronds, the fruit that is the flowers, I mean, that before they start to go to fruit. Now, that's going to be important because then that's going to keep them from going to seed, creating the fruit, and those fruit then dropping off into your garden beds. Because once those queen palms start to grow, it's like you have a little grass lawn on it, but you're not going to mow it. And they just start to become palm trees. Now, unless you want to have a queen palm nursery, then that's a good thing. And you just transplant them, lift them up, and repot them, or plant them in another area, and they will grow. Let's go to my favorite nursery here in Leesburg, Simon Seeds Nursery with Blondine Galbraith. Good afternoon, Blondine. How are you?
Good afternoon.
It is a beautiful day.
It is, absolutely. Love this cool weather.
It is great. I almost thought about putting a sweater on, but I thought, Teresa, you're in Florida. You don't need to have a sweater.
I actually took my jacket.
And so are you ready for Easter? What's going on at Simon Seed?
Oh, wow. What's going on? Well, Easter lilies and hydrangeas, of course.
Perfect plants for Easter.
Absolutely. We've got two different sizes of hydrangeas, and they come in all different colors, pink and blue and lavender and purple and burgundy and even some white ones.
Ooh,
coming
burgundy.
In as well.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's really different, very different. And, of course, the Easter lilies, and we do have beautiful Easter lilies, and they're grown locally in Sorrento, and they're beautiful.
And those will come back year after year.
Absolutely. Plant them in the ground. Oh, yes, they do. They come back.
Now, they won't necessarily bloom at Easter every year,
right.
but they will come back, and they're just gorgeous.
They are. We also have a new shipment of Nelson's Florida roses.
Oh, wonderful.
And the grower's telling me it's going to be probably a couple months or longer before there are any more available. Because, as you know, they're not all that big of a nursery, and they're very popular, and they sell just about everything they can grow.
I think all the nurseries are selling out this year very quickly.
They are. So anyway, we do have some, we've got some Don Juans, we've got some Double Delights, we've got some just really good variety.
Do you have a Louis Philippe?
Really fragrant ones.
Do you have a Louis Philippe?
Yeah, we carry the Louis Philippe. We always kind of carry that one
yes.
anyway.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to come by.
One.
I'm going to come by and get one.
We also have some Drift Roses.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful.
So, Hibiscus, we've got the Fiesta, which is so popular, which is that beautiful orange with a red center and yellow on it.
Oh, it's just gorgeous.
We've got those in shrubs, and we've got them in standards.
Very
and
nice.
And gardenias, too.
Gardenias do very well here in Central Florida, and they love,
right
they,
now.
You can do sun or shade, and
yep.
So those are great. What sizes do you have those in?
We have them in, well, we've got different varieties. You know, we have a little dwarf variety in a gallon.
Okay, the dwarf radicans.
Well, this is actually called frostproof, I think.
The frostproof comes in a dwarf?
Well, I don't, when I say dwarf, I guess I'm misspoken.
Oh, you're just, okay, so it's just in a one-gallon pot?
Yeah, it just stays small.
The, okay,
you know,
yes. It's,
got
it's not a large gardenia, right.
Probably gets up 3 feet, maybe 4 feet. Or
it's
something.
A very nice one for a hedge.
Yeah. And then we have, of course, a grafted one, the Miami Supremes. And we've got those in 3 gallons, and we have them in standard.
Those
as
are
well.
Beautiful. And they have the large gardenia flowers.
The large, yes, very fragrant. And one of my favorite plants for sure. We also have orchids, which are nice hostess gifts for Easter.
They're doing beautifully, and then they can be placed out in the trees, too?
Yep. If you're going to somebody's house and you want to take something, you know, that's... geraniums, got beautiful geraniums.
I posted them today on to advertise the show. The geraniums look beautiful right now.
They are. They are so pretty. Vegetable plants, you know, we're still going right along with vegetable, and we've kind of moved into, of course, a hot summer-type... varieties, and that includes things like peanuts and okra and, you know, your southern peas and sweet 100 tomatoes. And
yes, the sweet tomatoes. Those will fruit all year through the summertime, so those
they
are great.
They will, yes. So we're kind of transitioning. Same with the long grasses. You know, we're, of course, you know, the time for ryegrass is over, so now we're into the bahias and using brown top millet as a nurse crop for your bahia.
Sure.
So, still have some onion sets, by the way. We've reduced the price, and we've only got a few bags left.
Oh, wow. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, you can have green onions, you know, for quite a while yet, so... Other than that, annuals and perennials, you know, lots of butterfly plants.
Lots of butterfly plants.
Wonderful time of the year for all your salvias.
Yes. Now, what kind of salvias do you have? You have the red ones and the blue ones?
Yeah, we have hot lips. We have which is a red and white, which is actually the Salvia greggii.
Yes.
We also have the blue ones and the purple ones and the Mexican ones and Salvia coccinea and so all different kinds. We've got some blue, some of the blue Victoriana coming in too.
Oh, wonderful. And these are great for attracting pollinators too as well.
They are.
You know, the bees love them and the butterflies love them, so that's great.
And they come back, you know. They
do.
They
perennial.
Really do. I mean, they come back year after year. So, yeah, we've got quite a few of those. Good selection. We've also got Gallardias, which is another good perennial. Agapanthus is blooming. We've got some really nice Agapanthus with big bloom spikes.
They look lovely in the right next to the door, or you can have them out in your yard. I mean, they just do beautifully, and they look very, very elegant.
Yeah, they are. So, yeah, lots of stuff blooming, lots of, we've got some yard, I call them yard, nursery type of hydrangeas, not the florist kind, but
right.
the kind for your, to plant in your landscape. We
right.
have those as well.
Like the oak leaf hydrangeas?
Well, actually, we have, let's see, this is a pink one.
Oh, okay.
We carry the, like the Nico Blue and then another one that's in pink.
Yes, the Nico Blue is lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
The oak leaf we do get. The last I checked, they were just beginning to flush out. So
we'll
be getting some.
Now, if somebody wanted something and they can't find it, they definitely should ask you to look for it.
Sure. I can get most everything. I mean, within, 50-mile radius of here anyway.
That's right. You got my pink perfection camellias for me, and I certainly appreciate that.
Yes.
That was wonderful. They looked beautiful, too, and they were still blooming. I loved it.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
So that's wonderful. Blondine, tell everybody where you're located in beautiful downtown Leesburg.
Okay, we're located at the corner of Magnolia and First, right next to the police station. We're open from 8 till 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 till 1 on Saturday. And you can give us a call at any time at 787-4415.
Thank you. Now, you are still going to be open because this weekend is Easter weekend. You're still going to be open
we'll be
on Friday,
open
Saturday?
We'll be open regular hours on Saturday from 8 till 1.
Okay, excellent.
The only time we're going to have changes is the following weekend with Bike Fest. We will be closed at Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's true because you got to load all those plants on those bikers' motorcycles.
That's right. Yes.
I can see them going down with all these plants hanging off of them. I know
right,
I would.
Right.
All right, Blondine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
It's
just a wonderful place to go to. And, this is where you can get the advantage of having someone who actually knows what will grow here in Central Florida versus having bulbs come in and plants come in at the box stores that will not grow here. I had a rant the other day there on Facebook about seeing plants, and I just wanted to stop everybody and go, these won't grow here. But you're not going to find that at Simon Seeds Nursery. You're going to find knowledgeable help. You're going to find people who want to make sure that your yard looks beautiful and is sustainable. That's Simon Seeds Nursery, downtown Leesburg. Let her know you listen to In Your Backyard. That would really be helpful. And just enjoy yourself walking through. Say hi to Mango. Now, what can you be planting with the Simon Seeds Nursery plants? Well, African daisies right now. Really, really gorgeous. Ageratums, asters. Then you also have begonias, the Rex begonias, the angel wing begonias, black-eyed Susans, blue days. Blue days are a great ground cover. They have that nice electric blue flower, and they take the heat. They take full sun. They take the winter time. They do really wonderful, and you can use them to border your garden. They look very nice. Then also cat whiskers, celosia, Cleomes, and then also coleuses. So many different varieties of coleuses. Now, when they start to get leggy, all you have to do is pinch them. Just snap them off. They will start to grow back again. But when what you snap off, stick it in a pot, and it will root, and you have more plants. So coleuses are a great way to, put color into shady areas, full sun areas. They do very well. Coreopsis, Cosmos, then also Diasia, Gazanias, and Gaillardias. Gerbera daisies, goldenrod is wonderful, Joseph's coat, lantana, licorice plants, marigolds, just planted marigolds, they looked great, melampodiums, Mexican sunflowers, tithonia, gorgeous orange, red-orange flowers that you can border with the blue days. You got a gator garden there. Million bells, then also moonflowers, a nice vine that you can be planting, pentas, periwinkles, porterweed, portulaca, purslane, salvias, sunflowers, terrenias, and zinnias. Great, great plants for your garden. Lots of color. It's a great way, a great week to put them in so your garden is all set for Easter. Stay tuned. I'm going to be back with Sally Cunningham and Jim Charlier with Buffalo Style Gardens. You don't want to miss it.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. Sunnyland Professional and all-natural fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and all-natural fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884.
Row by row.
And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. My name is Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and host of In Your Backyard. You can hear it every Tuesday here at 12 p.m. Or you can listen to the podcast, which you can hear on my website, www.she-consulting.com. Right now, I am very excited and honored to be speaking to two of my favorite garden authors. One is Sally Cunningham, and she's a horticulturist. She is a TV newspaper, magazine, and garden educator, but she's also the author of Rodale's Great Garden Companions. And then also Jim Charlier. He's a graphics designer, Art of Gardening blog he writes, and he is the chair of the Garden Walk Buffalo and a wonderful photographer and an expert on garden tourism. They have combined their efforts and their magic, and they have written a book called Buffalo Style Gardens. Good afternoon, Sally. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hello, Teresa.
Hey, I hear you, Jim. Sally, thank you so much for coming on today. Your book is just brand new. It's out, and it's a big seller. Tell me about Buffalo Style Gardens.
Well, I'll start, and Jim will correct me as usual. Buffalo Style, if we have to give the elevator speech, we say, Buffalo became famous and unique thanks to garden bloggers and garden writers who said, wow, this is different. And we think it's different and special because it's extremely personal and self-expressive and full of art and creativity, and none of them are cookie-cutter gardens that you'd see anywhere else.
Jim, what is your idea of Buffalo-style gardens?
Oh, it's well, Sally summed it up in the elevator speech, but I think over the course of the years, having this big garden tour, which I'm sure we'll talk about, everyone has sort of really expressed themselves. You know, when you're a painter, you sort of express yourself on a canvas,
sure,
or a sculptor,
sure,
or whatever your art is.
Your
personality. Some people in Buffalo use their gardens as a form of expression. I mean, there's art in them, but the way they arrange things, the creative things they do, what they do with found art, what they do with, you know, rummage things, it's just amazing, the creativity that these gardeners have.
And it was
at a level of which you don't find in a lot of other cities on mass like this.
That is so true. I went there 2 years ago, and I tell you, I was in a daze for 3 weeks afterwards. I tell that to everyone. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed with the eclectic personalities of the gardens. And so the book, does that mean that it just talks about Buffalo and gardens in Buffalo? Or how does it help other gardeners?
Oh, well, I have to comment on that. We definitely wrote it for anybody to get ideas about how you can express yourself in your garden. And it has serious design content. I think I came from a non-design background and learned so that I'm interpreting to real gardeners, how do you choose the path? The content of the path, the direction of the path, or the walls and the fences and the hedges and the focal points. These very elemental design things are quite inspiring when you see how regular gardeners did it, maybe even unconsciously, but the things they are doing really work.
That's true. And Jim, your garden is one of the most impressive. Your design, you're a graphic designer. Tell me how you got your gardens. Where did you get the ideas?
Well, like any garden over time, you know, it morphs from one thing to another. You know, my wife and I and our daughter, we wanted to have something, some place to sit out and have dinner outside. So, you know, you start with that. It sort of grew. I consider myself a creative because I'm an art director as well. Just started doing all these projects that piqued my interest from visiting garden tours, I might add, through garden bloggers or GardenCom, the former Garden Writers Association. Going on all these tours of private gardens throughout the country has been wonderful. And I go out, I travel, and I like to bring ideas back to my garden. So my garden is a little bit of a laboratory of a horticultural experiment.
There you go. Well, it's inspiring, very definitely. And so the book, is it set up with different chapters? What I was impressed with when I went on the tour was that there was a lot of tropical plants used in Buffalo, where Niagara Falls freezes every year.
Yes, we specially use Florida plants. I've gone to the TPIE, and I'm so impressed with Florida tropical plants, but it's what we use in our spectacular containers. And one of the things that gardens that have company coming can do is put a spectacular container in a dull spot. If things aren't working in your regular perennial garden, for heaven's sakes, cram them in, and you can make wow out of just a few plants.
That's a great idea. Certainly can do that. And so in the photographs, now, Jim, how did you select which gardens to photograph and put into the book, Buffalo Style Gardens?
Well, I've been taking photographs of Buffalo Gardens for 22 years now. It seems like every year, the quality of the gardens over time has really ramped up. You know, our garden tour is not a competition, but everyone sort of ups their game each year and they get to be more sophisticated gardeners. So every year there's new finds, beautiful gardens, things I've never seen before to photograph. So I've been collecting photographs for many years of these gardens. Actually, the book started off as being, I think we titled it Unforgettable Gardens, and we pitched publishers on doing gardens that Sally and I have visited from around the country and the world, and showing great garden design through, residential gardens. But even the publisher said, why would you do that when you have all these Buffalo gardens right here? So that's where we came up and started featuring the Buffalo gardens in the book. But the ideas and the principles behind anything you see in this book can be done anywhere throughout the country. Change the plant palette, change the architecture, but still, you know, it's a person's creativity can still come through.
Sure. I mean, it's like a Dorothy saying in you know, Oz, that there's no place like home, you know, in your own backyard. And
That's right. The
garden tours are just incredible. And Buffalo does have a garden walk every year. Can you tell my audience a little bit about the Buffalo Garden Walk?
The garden walk, it's the largest garden tour in the country. It's about 400 plus or minus homes each year. They're probably 99.99% residential. There's a few public ones and a couple businesses. It's absolutely free. There's no charge whatsoever. We even have shuttle buses that take people around, and those are all free also. We have three headquarters throughout the city. You just have to come and pick up a map, and that's free too. And just start viewing gardens. It's self-guided. There's no tickets, no reservations, nothing like that. And we've been doing it. This is our 25th anniversary this year.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, we usually get between 60 and 70,000 people, estimated, from around the U.S. And, you know, we're right here on the Canadian border, so from the U.S. and Canada. And more people from beyond are coming.
That's well, and you could also talk to some of the homeowners that actually design the gardens and how they take care of it, so you can learn some tips.
The people are one of the biggest surprises, in fact, for out-of-towners. They'll come in and say, oh, my gosh, these people are so friendly, so generous. They're letting strangers into the backyard, and they're not thinking twice about it. And in fact, choosing the gardens for the book was the challenge, because Jim and I had such a difficulty finding who are we going to leave out. Some of these people, their stories are in the book, and they're very heartwarming stories. We have 93-year-old gardeners who are even today having 2,000 seedlings in their basement right now, I'm sure, getting ready for all this.
Wow. And so what do they do in the wintertime, Jim, to keep these gardens going? Or do they pack them all up and box them up and put them away?
Well, it is a part of the country that gets a deep freeze winter. A lot of the artwork comes in. Everyone puts it in. This time of year, though, we're all aching to get back out there. And a lot of us, like myself, I keep a lot of those tropical, those Florida palette plants that I keep in my basement under grow lights, or I use as house plants. And I know I've got a lot of friends who are out there planting, they're planting seeds indoors now that they can take out in a few weeks to harden off. And then, there's all these great garden centers in the area that we have that will do a booming business getting all our annuals once that goes in. But, most of us have perennial gardens, obviously, and the perennials are starting to pop up right now, and they like to explode in spring, and they stay on it through October here.
Wow. Now, Sally and Jim, I'm coming up on a hard break. Can you stay through the break, and then we're going to talk about where they can get the book and how to get a signed copy, and then we'll talk a little bit more about my Buffalo Garden Walk tour that's coming up July 18th through the 21st. All right. We're going to come up on a hard break now. So there it is. All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sally Cunningham and Jim Charlier, authors of Buffalo Style Gardens. They're going to come right back, and we're going to hear how you can get a copy, even a signed copy, and maybe make plans to visit Buffalo, New York this summer. Stay tuned. You're listening to Teresa Watkins in Your Backyard.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
My 790 WLBE.
Sunnyland Professional and All Natural Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and All Natural Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. I have with us Sally Cunningham. She is a horticulturist, TV newspaper, and magazine garden educator, and author of Rodell Great Garden Companions. And I have Jim Charlier. He's a graphics designer and art of gardening blog. He's also a photographer and author of Buffalo Style Gardens with Sally. So thank you for staying through the break, guys. Sally, Jim, where can they get a copy of Buffalo Style Gardens for their own garden library?
Well, the best place to get it would be, online you can get it at buffalostylegardens.com. And there you can order a signed copy. A book would come mailed to you, signed by both Sally and I. Other than that, the book is distributed nationally, but you may have to ask for it at your favorite bookstore.
Okay, and they can also get it on Amazon, too, and it's published through St. Lynn's Press?
St. Lynn's Press of Pittsburgh.
Yes. They were wonderful to work with. They were really part of why it's so physically beautiful. Everyone who comments, it's a great compliment to Jim, who did almost all the photography, that it's beautiful, but it's also the graphic designers. And after they finally get past how beautiful it is, then they get to the content, of which I'm quite proud. It's serious gardening content as well.
It is getting rave reviews and is selling very well. I'm very pleased. So now tell us, Sally, you're going to be helping me lead this Buffalo Garden Walk tour July 18th through the 21st. And Jim, I know you're going to be right there, so we're going to be able to visit your fantastic backyard. And so, Sally, tell us a little bit about the tour and what we're going to do on this tour.
Well, the lucky gardeners who travel with you are going to get both of us on there with our enthusiasm and knowledge and zest for leadership and fun, and they're going to see the best of. I mean, we don't want to put down the ones we're not going to see, but by golly, I have picked out of the Buffalo itself region some of the most iconic gardens that represent this Buffalo style, and it'll make these people want to come back other years, but also in the surrounding towns. It's not just all tiny urban gardens. In the surrounding burbs, we have some famous gardens, like the co-author of the Encyclopedia of Hostas, Mike Shadrach, a guy from London.
Yes.
It's a phenomenal garden that brings in buses from all over the country. So we're going to that, and some real scenic rural things where people also do something special. And of course, the groups going to Niagara Falls. You can't come here and not see some of the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture. And Niagara Falls is just unforgettable.
It's going to be great. And so they will need to have a passport because we are going over to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. And so that's going to be great. It's filling up. The tour is filling up. We do have some more spots left. So if anyone is interested in geeking out over beautiful plants and just being inspired by beautiful garden designs, you have to come with Sally and I to Buffalo this summer, July 18th through the 21st. We're going to be staying at the Westin Hotel, which is a very, very fine hotel.
Very classy,
yes. And you'll get to meet both of the authors, Sally Cunningham and Jim Charlier, who wrote Buffalo Style Gardens, in person. And it's just going to be a magnificent trip, and I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you very much, guys. I certainly appreciate you letting me interview you on Buffalo Style Gardens.
Thank you, Teresa. Oh. I love Florida and our Florida friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're going to see you soon.
See you soon.
Take care, Teresa.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Now, you can get Buffalo Style Gardens, the book and signed copy from both Jim Charlier and also Sally Cunningham from their website, buffalostylegardens.com. And you can go onto the website and order it signed, or you can just order it online from Amazon, or even ask your independent bookstores. Let's sponsor, support local bookstores, Buffalo Style Gardens. You might even go into the garden section and it's right there. It is a bestseller and a great design book, no matter where you live in the country. So it's really good. I'm so thankful they came on today. Now, if you are going to, I've got just a few minutes to talk about the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. This is an international flower festival that is just amazing. If you're new to Florida, you definitely want to, check it out. You're going to see all kinds of different gardens here. here. Alpine containers, bamboo gardens. You're going to see rain barrels that have been designed using paint and a variety of stencils. You're going to see bromeliads and bonsais, a Chinese zodiac natural sculptures, an English tea garden, and then also two topiaries. They have amazing topiaries throughout the whole Epcot. Over 70 of the Disney characters are going to be there, along with, there's about 100 topiaries total, but 70 are Disney characters. You're also going to see 200 floating mini gardens, dozens of flower towers, and themed flower garden displays where you're going to learn new techniques. So it is just a beauty for the eye, and also you're going to learn a lot about sustainable gardening here in Florida, and then also too you'll be able to take wonderful, wonderful pictures that you can show that is going to be amazing. So it is going to be a great time. We're going there. They have a great concert this Friday, and we're going to go see Sister Hazel, which is really great. I have to say this, Tony and I's first date was chaperoning grad night at Walt Disney World, and Sister Hazel was the band that we danced to, and it was 20 years later, and so we're very excited. We're going to go again and see them this Friday. 70% chance of rain. Don't want to put that out to the universe there, but I'm hoping it's going to rain early and then real late, so it's not going to be hard. Now, what kind of vegetables can you be growing this time of the year? This is a wonderful time to get your vegetables going for the summer. Now, your tomatoes and peppers, they should be transplants, and we've got a little bit of time to keep growing those. If you'd like to grow tomatoes through the summertime, you definitely want to use cherry tomatoes. And so cherry tomatoes can take the heat and still get pollination so that you can get tomatoes. When the temperatures get over 85 degrees on a regular basis, tomatoes stop getting pollinated, and it's just not, they just don't start, they stop having fruit. So you definitely want to make sure that you're getting cherry tomatoes in. So now, what kind of vegetables? You can do calabaza, cantaloupe, cassavas, and chayotes. Okay, these are Caribbean, and you can definitely know that those are going to last through the summertime. Cucumbers, dasheens, and eggplants. Jerusalem artichokes. Okay, Jerusalem artichokes. We're on the same kind of zonal climate as Israel, and so Jerusalem artichokes will do very well here. Lima beans, Malabar spinach. Okay, so you can have spinach throughout the summertime. Then malanga, and then New Zealand spinach. Okay, they're summertime vegetables. Okra. Okra is delicious. I always love to have okra for breakfast on Sunday morning. Fried okra tastes really good with eggs and bacon and all that kind of good stuff. And so okra is a great vegetable in your vegetable bed, but it also has a beautiful yellow flower with a dark throat. So it looks beautiful in your garden bed. Then, of course, peppers and roselle and Seminole pumpkins. Make sure you get your pumpkins growing for Halloween. Okay, that's important. They should already be planted. You want to do that as soon as possible if you haven't. Then the snap beans and squash and those southern peas that Blondine was talking about that you can get from Simon Seed's Nursery. Remember, too, she also has onion sets. Tony Collins says, Teresa, can you pick up some onion sets for me? So I'm going to go buy and get some. And then also sweet potatoes, tamarillos and yams and yard-long beans. Those are important. And they can make your just eating an edible landscape, eating from the own garden area where you produce your own food. It's an important way of life that we need to rekindle. Everybody should be doing it. You know where your food is grown and you know what's gotten put on them. So it's a very important way. It's good for children to do too as well. And so you can have summer projects of growing vegetables in your backyard. Herbs, the anise and basil. basil. In fact, basil, African blue basil, is a great way to attract pollinators to your garden. So regular basil for, eating and for your herbs, and then African blue basil to bring pollinators into your garden. Bay laurel and borage. Cardamom. Cardamom is a really wonderful tropical herb that you can grow it just as a landscape plant. And it's a wonderful way to incorporate edible plants into your yard. They grow nicely in the shade and partial sun. Chives, coriander, dill. Dill's a great way to, provide pollinators with a food source. You can provide that. And then also edible gingers, lemon balm, oregano, Mexican tarragon, and then mint. Mint will make a great ground cover. It's aggressive, but it covers very well. So if you have a sloped or a slanted yard and you want to stop the erosion, a mint will make a really good cover of it. It grows in full sun. And when you walk on it, if it's through your pathways, you're going to get that wonderful fragrance as you're walking through your yard. Then also oregano and rosemary, sage, savory, sweet marjoram, and thyme. All right. And so you want to do that. And also lavender. Lavender is a great way to, go ahead and get some fragrance. You can get some, you can make it, you can put as potpourri in your yard, and it's wonderful to incorporate in your yard. So lavender is good. You also want to make sure that you have your sprinkler set for 2 times a week, 1/2 inch or 3/4 of an inch for each application. That's very important. You want to make sure that you are watering after 5 o'clock in the morning time. You don't want your plants being wet for longer than 5 hours. And if possible, you don't want to overhead water to get those fungal diseases and also plant issues. When you overwater and you're overhead watering, you're going to see more insects and more disease issues. And so you want to make sure that you're putting the water where the plants need it, and that's to the roots. Make sure that they're all getting that 3/4 of an inch for each application. And that's all you need. You don't want to be watering longer than that. If you'd like to know more information about the Buffalo Garden Walk Tour that I'm hosting, you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and you can check it out. You can email me and from the website, and I will send you information on how you can get in. We only have a few more spots left, so it's very important that if you want to come, let us know. Thank you, Jay, for coming in and producing the show. Big thank you to Sally Cunningham and Jim Charlier of the Buffalo Style Gardens book. It is wonderful. You can check it out at your local bookstore or online at buffalostylegardens.com. Remember, water is not only your right, it's your responsibility. Take care, everybody. See you next week. And a piece of fertile ground, inch by inch.